Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Parimala, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to Zydus Cadila Healthcare conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode. I'll be standing by for the question and answer session. I would like to hand over to Mr. Pankaj Patel of Zydus Cadila. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening and welcome to our post-result teleconference for the fourth quarter of the current last financial year. You must have heard that our board of directors of the company has recommended a bonus of in the ratio of 1:1. Before I get into details of the results and the numbers, let me recap the achievement of 2005-2006. The year 2005-06 will be remembered in our history as a remarkable year in which the company has forayed into the U.S. market, started the contract manufacturing business, and also made unprecedented progress in R&D front. Broadly, during the year 2005-06, the Zydus Group has started its operation in U.S., profitable in the very first year, also started operation in Brazil and South Africa. This is the year in which our investment in developmental activities, particularly in the developed generic markets, made over the last 3 years, have started yielding results. We sold off our branded generic business, branded business in French subsidiary to have a total focus on pure generic business and signed an agreement with Evolufarm, a large buying group representing over 2,250 pharmacy in France. Supply to France from India has also started. We have restructured our domestic formulation business aimed at improving yield per person, cost-effective marketing, optimal size of marketing divisions, etc., and launched over 36 new products last year. Started the global contract manufacturing business, signed over 11 contracts during the year with innovators and generic companies, and has a peak revenue potential of 23.6 million. During the year, the income from the global contract manufacturing was 92 million. We have filed two more INDs during the year, ZYH2 and ZYI1. The first IND, ZYH1, completed phase 1 clinical trial and has received the permission to start the phase 2 trials. Details on progress made on R&D front will follow. We acquired 30.7% stake now on Carnation Nutra Analog Food Limited, the manufacturer of Nutralite, which is India's largest selling margarine, currently enjoying market share of over 60%. We have turned around the operation of our joint venture, Sarabhai Zydus Animal Health Limited. From a loss of 16 million last year, it has turned to a profit of 66 million during the year, with all our improvement in margins and reduction in expenses. We now expect the steady performance of Zydus Altana till the patent expiry of pantoprazole after streamlining sales terms and increasing the manufacturing capacity. Start of US and Brazil operation, income from global manufacturing, contract manufacturing, higher growth of business in French market, growth in other non-regulated markets, and growth in the domestic formulations and consumer business, which were partially due to restocking of VAT, fuel our overall revenue during the year and helped to improve the profits. Coming to the specific details of the performance of financial year 5-6 on a standalone basis, the net sale has increased by 17% year-on-year to 1,246 crore rupees from 1,063 crore rupees last year. The top line growth was mainly driven by domestic formulation growth of 16%, growth of 102% of exports formulation, and growth of 28% of consumer products. I have already explained the reasons of growth in above markets. However, API business continued to face stiff competition and severe pricing pressure on both domestic and international market. The margins were up by 18% to 2,820 million rupees from 2,396 million last year. This was in spite of increased R&D spend of 15% year-on-year and lower dividend from Altana year-on-year. The PAT was up 26% to 1,649 million from 14 million last year. The PAT margin were up from 11.5% to 12.5%. In line with line, the EPS increased by 26% to 26.26 from 20.93 in the last year. During the quarter four, on a standalone basis, the net sale was up by 43% year-on-year to 2,768 million from 1,933 million in the quarter four last year. As you all are aware, domestic formulation business in quarter four last year was badly hit by implication of VAT, which was adversely affected the results not only of the quarter but also entire year. Positive impact of the same has been seen in the first quarter of the current year. Lower sales of sale base of quarter four last year is one of the reasons why higher growth of the domestic formulation and consumer business of 37 and 33% respectively, and overall sales growth of quarter four in current year. Apart from that, sales of US 188 million and API exports growth of 22% year-on-year contributed to overall sales growth. The PBDIT increased by 32% to 503 million from 380 million last year. The PBT margin has increased to 10% from 7.9% last year. The PAT was up by 40% to 223 million from 159 million last year. In line, the EPS also was up by 40% to 3.55 from 2.53 last year. Let me give you now the highlight of consolidated results for the year 5-6. Net sales was up 19% year-on-year to 14,453 million from 12,123 million last year. The top line growth was mainly driven by domestic formulation 15%, sales growth of French subsidiary by 78%, start of sales in US, Brazil, and growth in exports to other emerging market by 29%. The PBDIT margin was up by 27% year-on-year to 2,913 million from 2,298 million due to higher profit of standalone operation, profit of the US subsidiary of 4 million against loss of 91 million last year, the losses of French subsidiary being lower, profit of Sarabi Zydus of 33 million against a loss of 8 million last year. The PBDIT margin was up by 1.2% to 19.6%, again 18.64% last year, and the PAT was up 46% year-on-year to 1,524 million from 1,047 million last year. Coming to consolidated result of quarter four, net sale was up 41.7% year-on-year to 3,364 million from 2,297 million last year. Top line growth was mainly driven by domestic formulation of 40%, sales growth of French subsidiary 53% and start of sales in US and Brazil. PBDIT was up 100% year-on-year to 647 million from 323 million last year due to higher profits on standalone operation, 32% year-on-year, profit of US subsidiary of 40 million against a loss of 24 million last year, and losses in French subsidiary being lower. PBDIT margin were up 5.6% to 18.7% against 13.1% last year, and the PAT was up 376% against last year, it has come to 306 million from 64 million last year. Apart from sale of branded business of French subsidiary, agreement with Evalufarm, and acquisition of 30.7% stake in Carnation, which I have covered above, other achievement on quarter four were, we filed the third IND of NMEZY-H2, a novel agent for treatment of diabetes. We received permission from DCGI to conduct phase 2 clinical trials on the NMEZY-H1 after successful completion of phase 1 clinical trials. We received two more ANDA approvals from US FDA, taking total approval to 10 for the year and 12 approvals cumulatively. Subsequently, we also have received one more approval. We filed 6 more ANDAs, taking total to 12 ANDA filing for the year, aggregating to total filing of 36. 23 of are still awaiting approval. We filed application of 5 more drug master files, taking total filing of drug master file to 12 and total filing to 40 up till now. We filed three dossiers of new product in the French market, taking the total filing to six. And we have also done several site variation filing during the quarter. Thank you, and now we will start the Q&A session. You may address on business operation and R&D to me and Mr. Ganesh Nayak here, and on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel. Over to you, coordinator. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the Q&A interactive session. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. On pressing star 1, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. First in line, we have Mr. Shreyans Jain from Sherkan. Over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. I have a couple of questions. First of all, you said that there was a news that you have made another deal with one of the buyer groups. So how will that affect your French operations? When do you expect that to turn around? Secondly, can you tell me what will be the debt on the books right now? And thirdly, what are the products that you're selling in US as of now? And what do you plan to launch the marketing in the next 3 or 4 months?
Okay, I'll take the this is Ganesh Nayak here. I'll take the first and the third question, and
yeah,
the
sure.
second question on finance will be taken by Mr. M.K. Patel after I finish.
Mm-hmm.
Evolufarm is the second largest distributor group there in France, and they have 2,000 main pharmacists whom they cater to. Now, considering that we were managing the same with our own field force, and also considering that we are a new entrant into the French market, we were not able to exploit our strengths in terms of distribution.
Okay.
Being in the generic arena, it was very important for us to have the support of a strong player. With Evolufarm, we will be able to achieve that.
So, when do you think the French business will turn around? In FY07 or?
At it turning around, breaking even in 07-08.
Okay. And about the products in US that you're selling right now?
Currently, we have Atenolol, Metformin, Promethazine, and Ribavirin.
Okay.
We have 13 approvals so far. We have launched 5 products. In this year, we would have at least 6 products launched.
Okay. And about the debt on the books?
Total debt on the books is 443 crores.
Related. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Shreyas. Next, we have Mr. Rajesh Vora from ICICI Securities. Over to you, sir.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen, and congratulations for a pretty good set of number and the bonus announcement. If Mr. Pankaj Patel can address a question on investments that have been made in the last 2 years in building a robust generic business with specific focus on U.S., how do you see the payoff coming through? We have seen some signs of that coming through in FY06 with significant ramp-up likely over the next couple of years. If you can throw some more light on that, and how are the pricing environment that you are witnessing?
Over the last few years, we have basically ramped up the U.S. market through careful selection of product and aggressive filing of drug master files, and now we have since approval. We have come into the market with a very unique thing, and I think I would like to highlight some of the very important facts here. First is, we were the only company from India which filed 12 ANDA in the very first year of filing. We are the only company who have a very unique distribution model in the U.S. wherein we sell the product directly and also through a partner under a label of Zydus. The third is that we are the only company which has basically turned around and made operation profitable in a very, very short period. In the very first year, which is basically approximately 7 months sales, we have clocked a sale of about 50 crore in U.S. with a profit of about 4 million rupees. So clearly, over the period of over the last 3 years, we have now ramped up 36 filings. We have very good products approval being expected in near future. With launch of those all products, we expect this year our sale to clock $30 million. And we hope to even better that number depending upon some additional product approval. And with that, we are clearly seeing that the U.S. business will become not only profitable but also in a very, very high growth rate for the next year.
And in terms of pricing environment currently?
On the pricing environment, U.S. market continues to remain under high margin price pricing pressure. We have basically been aware of this, and that's the reason why we have selected products where we know that we could have better margins and we don't have to really face problems with respect to pricing pressure. We are basically backward integrated in most of these products. We also have a very good manufacturing synergy available off India, and we believe that in spite of rising pressure, we will continue to achieve the number and also a profitable sales in U.S.
Thank you very much and all the best, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. Next, we have Mr. Nimish Mehta from Edelweiss. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. I just have a couple of questions. First, when do you expect the approval for simvastatin? And second, at what rate do you expect the European products to be sourced from Indian manufacturing facilities every year?
I think I cannot give any guidance on the approval process and timings because that's not right thing to do on my behalf because this is all depending on FDA. We expect the approval to come anytime, but we cannot say exactly when it will happen. With respect to the French business, we have already started supplying few products now. By next year, we expect a significant portion of the products are going to be supplied ex-India. That would be something close to about over 60% of the products will be coming out of India.
Okay. As I understand, the transfer of this product to India is only going to trigger turnaround, right?
The transfer of product will improve the margin, but because the top line is growing faster, we have created a structure under which our marketing cost, right, from a fixed is becoming to a variable cost. That's the reason why we believe that this next year we should be able to break even and may make slight profit on the French operation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Next, we have Mr. Ravi Agarwal from JP Morgan. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, this is me, Jason here. First question is if you can give me the breakup of the fourth quarter export formulation business.
Yes, export formulation. The fourth quarter exports of formulation was total of 654 million rupees. US was 250, France was 160, Brazil was 62, and rest of the world was 182.
Second question is on the margins in the French business. Sorry, the margins in Altana business for the fourth quarter.
For the fourth quarter, the Altana sales was 229 million rupees, and the profit was 186 million rupees. This is our part of 50%.
Okay, then for the French business, in the new arrangement that you have with Evolufarm, what is your anticipation in terms of the movement on gross margin? You know, meaning what the gross margins that you're enjoying currently, to what extent do you think that will be impacted when you have such an arrangement with Evolufarm?
See, what happens is that now we will move towards a kind of a variable cost, so every additional sale would not require additional marketing spend or any fixed marketing spend, but actually for every additional euro sold, there will be a marketing cost involved. So basically, for every dollar, there is a kind of a margin available, a net margin available in theory. This is an evil. This would basically become fully effective next year because currently we ourselves sell and we sell through Evolifarm, but gradually we will have our all marketing spend become variable. So we would have a fixed margin. So we expect that in the process we would the operation becomes clearly a profitable operation.
Right, but because now we will be selling through a partner versus currently where you are selling on their own.
That's not going to happen during this year. This will happen from 1st January 2007. Currently, we are basically selling through Evolifarm and also through our own marketing infrastructure. By end of this year, we would then move to 100% Evolifarm. Because so that's a transition period which we have given taken between that, and that's the time we will be able to basically move to that complete variable structure.
Right, and but don't you anticipate that your current gross margins will get kind of reduced because you will have to sell through a partner?
No, we don't expect that to reduce because this partner already have an existing sales force, so their cost will be lower. So if you look at just pure gross margin based on the cost of goods, I would and the net selling price, I would tend to agree with you, but actually the overhead goes down significantly, so actually the margins at net level becomes better and more attractive.
I see. But there is a reduction at the gross margin level, just minus the, you know, the sales minus the COGS.
Yes.
Okay. So moving
that's not significant. I can tell you that margin reduction at gross level is not significant.
See, another thing has happened. This is Ganesh Naik.
Yeah.
You know, the discounts which were unlimited to the pharmacists earlier, a new legislation has come into force which limits the amount of discount that you can give to the pharmacists. Of course, now there are other ways being found out to compensate for that, but the margins which were being given to the pharmacists have come down to an extent of almost 10%, which now goes into the pockets of or the kitty of the manufacturers. So even that has come to our aid in terms of this total margins which you are talking about.
Okay, the last question is on the domestic business. If you could tell us, what is the extent of price growth in FY06?
Price growth?
Yeah.
I don't have the number available in front of me, but we will send you this information.
Right. And also, if you have some information on products launched in the last 2 years, how much they contribute to sales?
Yeah. I don't have in front of me, but we'll send you this information as well.
Okay. Thanks so much. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. Next in line, we have Mr. Rohit Sharma from Alchemy Insights. Over to you, sir.
Hi, I'm Rohit. I'm from Alchemy. I don't know if I've missed out this. Could you just repeat the loss for the France subsidiary and the profit figure for the U.S. subsidiary for this year?
Okay, for the year, the French subsidiary had a loss of 238 million. The U.S. subsidiary made a profit of 4 million.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Next, we have Mr. Sameer Baisiwala of Morgan Stanley. Over to you, sir.
Sir, can you update us on the simvastatin, your preparedness once the market opens up for the U.S. market?
Well, when market opens, we are prepared to enter if we have approval.
Yeah, exactly on that point. Do you expect the approval on day one? Have your facility been inspected and stuff like that?
Well, whatever, it's very difficult to say when FDA never gives you guidance that when exactly they're going to give approval. We expect, or it's our hope that we should get the approval. Based on the current development at FDA, but it's very difficult to commit that yes, we would have the approval before that, and only we can tell you when FDA gives us the letter.
No, I understand that, but but my question specifically is,
we are prepared to launch if the approval is in place.
Did you say facility approval?
inspection, yeah, for Simva manufacturing, the API.
Yeah, everything is approved, or we are doing everything at the approved facility, so that's not a problem. Question is that when actually the product approval comes in. Current indication what we receive from FDA, whatever they've asked for, the stage we see from our past experience, we should have approval in time. But we don't have approval in hand of it at this moment, so I can't say that if approval will be there before the date or not. However, if the approval comes before that, we are fully prepared to launch the product.
Well, fair enough. And am I right in assuming that you are procuring Lova as one of the inputs for your Simva manufacturing? Or you're not doing it in-house? I mean, that's
okay. I don't think we should give you so much data at this moment for competitive reasons, but I think we are well-placed as far as Simva Statin is concerned.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Prashant Nair of Citigate. Over to you, sir.
Hi. I just had a couple of questions. One was, could you give us the revenue number for France, what you have done this year?
Yes, please. For the French subsidy, did this year 623 million rupees.
Okay. And how is the performance on the Brazilian front, sir? Can you just throw some...
Brazilian business did 115 million this year.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat that?
115 million.
In sales.
Yeah.
And in at the bottom line?
At the bottom line, there was a loss of 16 million.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Next is a follow-up question from Mr. Ravi Agarwal of JP Morgan.
Yeah, it's me again. Just to follow up on this contract manufacturing business, if you can give us some idea about the kind of deals that you've entered, you know, what does it normally entail, and what is your game plan for the next couple of years on this?
I think contract manufacturing, we are focused on basically working on a value-added deal, which would basically involve anything from product development, registrations, approvals, supply, agreements, to some very pure contract manufacturing deals. As I mentioned before, we have 11 deals signed up till now with a peak revenue of $23 million there. And going forward, we see clearly visibility that we would continue signing more deals and more things. We expect some one or two big deals happening as we have done in past with, in case of Zydus Main, our joint venture, we expect some deals of that magnitude also to happen during the next year.
So your focus in terms of getting these kind of deals is more on the innovator products which are currently doing clinical studies, or is it more products which are
patent expirations? It's a mix of baskets. So it's, there are products which basically, there are projects which we are doing which are sort of new projects, new projects, and there are projects which we are doing which are maybe a change of source kind of a thing. So we are doing all kind of things, basically. So I cannot say specifically there's only one thing happening. We are doing also some work with innovative companies. We're also doing some work with sort of large generic companies or large companies with want to change the source of raw materials or the finished dosage forms.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. I repeat, participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. Next, we have Ms. Kavita Pandit from Finance Insight. Over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks. Good evening, gentlemen. Just some data points I require. Could you give us a figure of your API sales from Altana JV?
The total sales.
That is, your total bulk drug sales and exports is 55 crores, right?
Yeah.
So out of that, how much is from Altana JV?
229
million, right?
Yeah.
And I just missed out on a few, you know, data points. That is your revenues from French, U.S.
Okay. Yeah, we can provide you that.
Yeah.
US. The revenue from France was 623 million. The U.S. revenue was 500 million. The Brazilian revenue was 115 million.
All right. And Altana was 22.9, right? 229.
Yeah.
Okay. And the same for profits?
Profit.
During the quarter, that is French.
You want a quarter number?
Yeah.
Quarter profit. You want sales number or profit number?
Both of them would be great.
Quarter sales for France was 160.
Okay.
US was 250.
Okay.
And Brazil was 62.
Right.
And quarter profit numbers for France was -83.
Okay.
US was 40.
Uh-huh.
And Brazil was break-even.
Okay. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. I repeat, participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. At this moment, there are no further questions from participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Patel for final remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining the conference call, and I look forward to meeting you again on the next conference call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing WebEx conferencing service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a nice evening.